Blog Talk Radio.
One of you say,
God. Thank God. I'm
right.
here. You know? So I was like, yeah, bro, you got you can tell your testimony. You can talk about the things you've overcome and all you've endured. We need to know. The world needs to know. But make sure you give God credit for bringing you through all of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was me on my but God soapbox today, because I'm telling you, Trees, I was just through, you know? And the little nurse in Kaiser's, Trees, she had, how can I put this? She had a worse temperament than I did. You know what I'm saying? She came in and she was like, okay, take your shirt off, take your shoes off. And I said, damn, I normally get asked a little better than that to get undressed. And she started laughing. She was like, I'm so sorry. It's just a busy day. You know, the whole rigmarole rundown. And I said, I can understand that, but you can't put all of us in the same category. You know what I mean? And she said, yes, Mr. McClain, I am so sorry. Please give me. I said, yes, see? Now you're trying to talk me out of all my clothes. She said, you are crazy. You are crazy. But she also said, I love when a patient like you comes in here, because every now and then we need to be put in check. We need to be put in our place. So I thank you for that. But yeah, other than that, Treats, it's been a good day. I'm ready for some Thursday night football. I ain't decided. Well, we haven't decided what dinner is yet, but I'm pretty sure we'll be getting in on that real soon. Yeah, Tama, how was your Wednesday and Thursday, sis?
Oh, it was good. We went to pick up the grandbaby, so she was so excited, and then she got unexcited because we was only picking her up to take her to her house. She thought we was picking her up to bring her here. Mm. And that little face went sour, honey. She was like, oh, I thought y'all was coming to get me. Like, what's going on? Like, I'm like, you know, you not our child. You the grandbaby, man. We love you. But you got to go with your mama this time. She's like, oh, okay. All right, Grandma. Okay. But we had a good old time. We had a good time. I received some unfortunate news. I received my girlfriend. She had a baby 2 months ago, but now they have to bury the baby because the baby passed away. So just got to be careful who you let watch your children. You just have to be careful who you, I'm just going to say it like that. You just got to be careful who you let watch your children. And when they're 2 months old and stuff like that, you just got to be careful who you watch your children. And my friend, Michael Bowell, he's in the hospital right now. He's doing better than he was yesterday. So we need our Kale's Corner family for, his name is Michael Bowell. We call him Bus. We going to, you know, put them on y'all prayer list, because y'all know we got the best prayer warriors out. We got the best people to pray for you here on Kale's Corner. And, of course, Lisa's funeral is tomorrow. My girlfriend who punched the glass window, her funeral is tomorrow. So my weekend is going to be full with dealing with those kind of things. But listen, with everything sad, there comes a morning of smiles eventually. So we're just going to wait for those smiles to come eventually. We're going to wrap our hands and arms around those who aren't feeling, you know, the love. They're not feeling, you know, so much love. Like you always say, if you don't know that they love you, just grab them and squeeze them tighter. We have to just grab those individuals and squeeze them just a little bit tighter.
I agree 1,000%. And we never know what or how our words affect others, you know. So we're going to keep Treece and the family in prayer, and all the individuals. Mike, we're definitely going to send the word out for him and his people. And, you know, do you guys know why the prayers of Kale's Corner are so successful? It's because we don't just send them out. We send them out with belief, true belief. So you guys, I applaud you and I praise you all for not just sending the word as it's needed, but sending the word with belief. You know, it makes a difference. It makes a huge difference. So thank you all for that. You guys know we're going to constantly keep our necessary family, Kale's Corner family, up in prayer and before the Lord. Not that our will be done, but his will, along with understanding of his decision. All right. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, you guys. On today's episode, Tank brought it out Tuesday. Made me feel bad. So we are going to discuss the WNBA. Tank say, man, we always talk about how society treats the WNBA, and we ain't even talking about it. And that thing been playing over and over and over and over in my head. So I said, today we are the WNBA playoffs with the brackets have been set, and everybody's gearing for the WNBA finals. I want to know who you guys think have the edge, and I know I'm going to surprise a few of you with who I think is going to take it all. So that's our first topic. We will also discuss the MLB playoffs with Baltimore and Atlanta handily leading their divisions. Who do you guys see will be the last team standing? Okay. Lady T is coming back, y'all. She's back presenting the week 2 edition of Lady T's Picks. Okay. Cap won it last week. I almost said last year. Cap won it last week. And Treece urged all of us to study and get that game up, because I don't think we've ever had anyone, Treece, to only have 2 winning picks. That's crazy to me. Because we've never had that. I mean, normally we start out with at least 5, 6 maybe. But 2? Ooh. Okay. All right. So we're going to take a look at these week 2 matchups, starting with tonight's game between the Minnesota Vikings and who are they playing, Treece?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Them squeagles, as I like to call them. Yeah.
Some seagulls.
So, them seagulls, exactly. Y'all can join Lady T and our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, myself, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782 each and every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real is our only real. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Lady T, you know what I'm talking
about. You know what it is. You already know what I'm about to say, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen, I don't have anything to say, but I do have one thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for some electricity work, go to Gordon & Mack Electric. They are the best, y'all. Mm-hmm. They are the best. If you paid your bill, honey, okay, paid your bill, and you need some light work done, call Gordon & Mack Electric, 202-749-6686. That is the number, you guys. You have to call them if you need electric work done, okay? All right, that's what I had to say, bro.
Oh, ain't you a sweetheart. All right, y'all. We'll be right back at WNBA. WNBA when we return. All right, get your popcorn.
Oh, my God. I don't believe this, man.
Yo, Duff, who they put you with, man?
I got Death Beat, man.
Yo, man, they stuck me and Mace with Death Beat, too.
Hello, Prince Paul's the name. You know the DJ for Stetsasonic and the producer of this particular group. And now off of that and on to the soul. De La, that is. If you take three glasses of water and put food coloring in them, you have many different colors, but it's still the same old water. Make the connection, and now back to our video.
Hold on.
No, I'm here. Right. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? There you go. Y'all did, man, that was a nice, sick, and shut-in report y'all did. Praise God, man. And hope everybody get well, to my respect to the baby that passed away and to their family and all that. And my respect to Kenny, man. We going to bury Kenny tomorrow, too, over there on Alabama Avenue in Southeast, right? Yeah, so with respect to Kenny Agerson and his family and stuff and everything. But, you know, moving right along, though, hey, man, that WNBA, if I'm correct, them young girls that was playing in South Carolina, they kind of highlighting that WNBA playoffs, ain't it? What's the girl name? The one who graduated the year before, and then the younger who stayed another year, who they was making fun of, who she said, how you like me now? Y'all, I can't forget the girl name that beat Angel Reese, that Angel Reese and them beat. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can't think of her name right now, but I know you're talking about.
Right, right, with South Carolina. So, but anyway, yeah, though, them girls, they doing real good. I like women's basketball, and if I don't see anything else that happen good for them, I hope them women start getting paid like the rest of them players in the NBA. It's a shame that college players in the Division I getting paid more than what them women do. They got to still go overseas and get played. Get paid a paycheck, and that's sad. That's sad.
Yeah.
And guess what? The WNBA, the betting system, and everybody else around them is making a whole lot of money off of them and their athletic play. So let's encourage these young ladies, right, these young women, right, so they can get fair wages for these young ladies. And I say that because I got daughters, and if my daughter's pocket right, and you got daughters too, Kel, T, you ain't got no daughters, T. Do you got daughters?
Yeah.
I have a daughter.
If our daughter's pocket's right, then we're going to be all right when we get old and gray. You know what I'm talking about? Pass and praise God, Candy. But, I've been out here walking, though. Somebody told me that the Washington Commanders, and I'm not going to flip the script too hard on him, but they say the Washington Commanders, they going to a mile a high to play the Denver Broncos. So, I can't get to Denver, so I figure if I walk a mile and smoke a blunt and get high, that'll get me close enough to the mile high. I'm just saying, so I've been out here walking, and I've been smoking a mile to get high. Right, yeah, but see, now when they get a mile high stadium, they going to have to be real high on that defense like they was a week ago against the Arizona Cardinals, because right now the offense, let's be honest, the offensive line right now, they not too high on themselves, and the fans not too high on them right now. A lot of people been talking about it, they not high on them right now. But you know what, though? If they go to mile high, if they go a walk a mile and don't drink all that beet juice, they tell them, you know what the beet juice do to you, right? And high altitude, it helps in the high altitude, but it also makes your urine get red, make your bowels get red. Beet juice, but it's good for you. It's a flushing. It's a butt flushing. But at the end of the day, though, they giving them players beet juice. It is a butt flushing. Yes. Cleans the colon in your system out. Butt flushing. I would say it bad. You know. Yes. Yes.
What is your point to all of this?
I got six point something kilometers to keep walking so that I could get this mile while I'm smoking to get high. And I hope that the Washington Commanders, that they be on the mile and they get high and they go out to Denver and they do what they need to do, because if they don't, if Sam Howell look bad, then after 1 week of happiness and joy at FedEx Field, they going to break them down and they going to strip them away all that sex appeal that the people got on their shoulders right now.
Stop.
Yes.
I am not going to allow you. See, Red's one of them. He was one of them little kids that the mama say, don't go over these people's house and embarrass me. Don't go over these people's house and running around and put, I don't know how many daggone times we have told you to stay on the topic. Now, not only is Rev T going to skip and do his thing, he going to bring bring yeah. negativity in on my yeah. team. Seriously?
Yes.
No.
I'm not bringing that. I wish them well because, you know,
tomorrow,
the hype video will be out. I'll be saying hell to the Commanders and believe. But after I say believe, though, I come to what reality is. And if you if that Commander team think they gonna match up against the Dallas Cowboys, if that Commander team think they gonna match up against the Philadelphia Eagles, then we lost in the sauce. The truth is that you speak. You had the prayer. You had the sick and shut in report.
Now I'm just
coming in with the minutes of the church right now.
Stop,
I'm the minutes of the church. And if you ask me, they say they got the Commanders by 3. I got the Commanders -7 going to Denver. They gonna lose to the Denver Broncos by 6.
And you know what?
I used to wonder why
they tell Rev T stay the hell away from FedEx Field. I'm seeing.
Yes.
I'm seeing.
The truth will set you free. But hold on.
Last week, my pick
last week, what did I say? Who did I say was going to win?
Who
and
knows?
You said, oh, no, Rev. Who was it? Say it, Kev.
Who knows? Man,
give some praise, God, Candy T.
You ain't going to
No. Give him some praise. Lady T, give him some praise, God, Candy, because he the devil in him right now. He want to tell a lie, but you tell the truth.
Uh-oh.
You said no, and I said yes. What was the bet? What was the team? What was it?
Boy.
Who was it?
Mm-mm-mm. Rev, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't need
no.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Who did I say was going to lose? Who did I say was going to lose? And y'all, everybody, they going to win. Who was it?
Well, Rev, you can't
think of
it.
Hey, what? It came to
the team. That's a clone.
Yeah.
He said somebody said you a clone. You cloned.
No, I don't know Tyrone. They said you was cloned. Yes. I wasn't cloned. I wasn't cloned. That was Tyrone.
You can't be talking that like that.
Yeah.
I just spoke the truth about the Kansas City game. I said Kansas City will lose, and I love the Commanders. But they going to get a reaction and they going to lose. Hold on. And watch what I'm really about to do to you. Because I love Prime, and I love Town. But guess what, though? Colorado about to get beat by Buffalo this weekend. Put your money on that, too.
Yeah, they is.
Coach, they Colorado, I love Colorado, and I became a fan of this team because of Coach Prime. But they need to be humbled a little bit, though. That young boy should be around like his daddy and everything. Oh, no. It's coming.
No.
It ain't going to be this week. You can say whatever you want to say. Soon and very soon.
Yeah. You're going to see him right now.
It ain't going to be this week. Let me tell you that right now. I can tell you that right now. Prime will get humbled, but it ain't going to be this week.
Hey, you guys, all of the views and opinions expressed here were none other than Rev T.
Rev T.
Yeah. Not Lady T, not DMVKL, but Rev T. All right, WNBA play.
Back to WNBA.
Yeah, let's do that. First round, we have the Las Vegas Aces versus Chicago. We have the Dallas. I forgot the Dallas lady's name.
Link.
There we go. Versus Atlanta. Then over in the East is New York versus Washington and Connecticut versus Minnesota. Chris, who you got taking this?
The Aces gonna win it all.
Thank you. It's going to take it all. Yes. Sorry to say.
Let me tell you, Kale. Those games on yesterday, those games, I only caught like the tail end of the Aces game. I only caught the tail end of it. I didn't watch the Lynx and the Suns at all, which I should have been watching it, but it was just so much going on. Both of those games, them people, I mean, 60 to 90, you lost by 30, and then the Sky, they didn't even get 60 points. It was 59 to 87. Mm-hmm. I was like, come on, man. It's going to be a cakewalk. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be a cakewalk. I shouldn't say that. But it's going to be really easy for them because they got all the key players on the Aces, even with Candace Parker going on over there. She didn't even have no business going over there because they was already stacked. But by her going over there, it made it stacked her. Is that a word?
Even more.
Okay, but
stacked her. Yeah.
Even more stacked her. Yeah. I said that. Yeah.
Hey, I'm with you. That's why I said I was going to surprise a lot of people with that. But Vegas, those ladies, man, they got defense, offense. They just doing the daggone thing. And I don't see them giving it up to anyone that's left here in this WNBA playoff. So, I, for real, and I hate to say this, guys, but I'm viewing these WNBA games as a formality. These young ladies are just primed to take it.
The only people I got even close that's going to give them what they're looking for, you know, as far as talent, is the Liberty. The game tonight, tomorrow night versus the Mystic.
Right.
Versus the Mystic. When you see the Liberty play, because their record is 38-8. The Aces are 36 and 30 something and 6. Wait a minute, what's their record? Their record is 34-6. So that's the closest. That's the closest anybody has gotten. It's so crazy in the WNBA. You can get in with winning only 18 games. They got 40 games. You can still get in with winning 18 games. So that's what I'm saying. The next person that could probably give them a go for their money is the Liberty. That team is pretty stacked up themselves. We're not even all of the named people that's over there. They don't even have a whole lot of big name people, but they get the job done.
All right. All right. Let's go to the phone, Mr. We ain't talking WNBA basketball. What's up, bro?
Okay.
Welcome to the corner, Tank.
Yeah, it's corner fam. Much love and respect. What's up, great lady T?
Right.
How y'all doing today?
Ready.
All right.
Hey, you already know I'm going with that back to back with them Vegas girls, man. Mm-hmm. And just like Lady T say, they was already stacked from last year. And then Candace go over there, that's just like a never added to the puzzle. So, you know, I'm going with them. And Liberty, I'm happy that the Mystics in there. I'm happy that the Mystics in there, but I know it's going to be a tough game for my Mystics, man.
Yeah.
And if they could do an upset, I'm going to be happy for them. But I really don't see them upsetting Liberty this year at all. I don't see it.
I like the Candace Parker move to Kevin Durant joining up with Golden State.
Yeah.
That's what it was like.
Exactly. So, you know, hey, what do I know?
I ain't mad at her, though, because she learned it from the guys. They tell them, go get that ring. She said, hey, I can get up out of here and I can go to a team that's going to be in it for sure. I'm going to get the ring. So I'm definitely not mad at her. She's just doing what everybody did. That's all.
There's not one ounce of anger in the move she's made. And I'm not even going charge it to the men. I'm just charge it to her wanting what she wants for her career, and she needs a path to take.
Exactly.
So, hey.
Yeah, she want to add on to it. I ain't mad.
Yeah, can't be mad about that. Come on in here, Cap. What's happening?
Cap. What up, y'all? What up, fam? The Cap is here.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Cap? I know that's right. Cap is here.
Get
oh,
him, Cap.
Boy.
Yeah, it's the Dallas Wings and the Minnesota Lynx.
Mm.
Oh, Dallas. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
okay.
I'm rocking with Vegas for sure. Boston, Parker, and those guards is just too much. But Liberty gonna have something to say for sure. It's definitely gonna come down to those two. Morgan, I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
Morgan's birthday was yesterday, y'all.
He turned 19. Yes. Yes, y'all.
Yeah.
We gotta send out a happy birthday to Lady Morgan.
Yeah.
Her birthday was yesterday.
We love you, Morgan.
We love you, Morgan.
You hear that? You hear that? You gonna say thank you? Yeah, I'm sitting there feeding it now, but I'm definitely gonna come down to Vegas and New York, but I like Vegas to take it.
That's what's up. That's
okay.
What's up. Yeah, I wish I would have paid closer attention, guys. I can't lie to you. I wish I would have paid closer attention, but from what I've seen in the small sample size of this WNBA season, yeah, I'm with y'all. Vegas seems like there's a lock, but New York will have something to say about it. So if nothing else, we'll get a great game between Vegas and New York, you know? So, hey, I can't complain. I'm not upset at all.
Right, Big Boy said he's taking the Aces as well. Big Boy said he's taking the Aces. My Betty said she's sticking with her Mystics.
I would like
What's that, Strawberry Mystics?
All right.
That's true.
Okay.
Come on in here, 57, with the strawberry.
Hey, listen. Hey, how y'all doing here? How's everybody doing?
Great.
Real
all
fast,
right.
I just want to say to everybody that's listening, Tang, call yourself Tang. I call myself 57. Cap, say Cap. You know, them just monikers. After listening to Rev T, if you see that dude walk up to you and say, I'm going to pray for you, don't let that dude put his hands on you. That boy.
He might be high.
You just go, yeah, hey, bro.
Right.
You say you the Rev, but don't touch me.
Exactly.
Woo! That was a whole lot right there from Rev T, dog.
Wasn't it?
Mm.
Man, that was a lot.
That was a lot.
I'm like, bro.
Hey, anyway, y'all.
Yeah.
Come on, 57.
But sis, you sound like with the WNBA, you sound like Duke and the Duke and Duke. Randolph and Mortimer. You got the market corner. You know, you gonna take the Liberty and the Aces. You know, man, the two best teams in the league.
No, I didn't say.
Well,
you
expect the Aces to win, and then you say the next best team is the Liberty. I expect the Liberty to win for real.
No, this is what I said, 57. I said I'm going with the Aces. I said, but if anybody can give them problems, is the Liberty. I didn't pick them. I'm picking the Aces. So just to be clear.
Yeah, I said you picked the Aces, but your second best team is the Liberty, right?
No, that's a fact.
Okay, I understand.
You know,
your team is the Aces. I got you. But don't none of y'all think the Phoenix got a chance in this?
The Aces. Got you. Okay.
I mean, Jawan Man played pretty good. I don't know if I went to sleep But she played pretty good when I was going to sleep.
Yeah, she did. They did. They won 90-60. Mm. And I know you told me you're talking about Brittany Griner. He's wrong.
Huh?
Yeah, he's wrong for that. He's wrong for that. But you talking
Come
about Brittany Griner?
They look exactly alike.
I ain't messing with that.
They look exactly alike.
I ain't going with that. Those are 57 words and
57
words alone. This has nothing to do with
Kale's
Corner.
Go ahead, Hollywood doing strange things right now.
Oh,
Phoenix is close
on,
enough.
Yeah. I ain't going there. I'm staying clear.
Yeah, let's bring in our Kale's Corner. Come on, 007. Come on, 007.
I'm taking the Aces.
I'm too high. Okay. 007.
What's up,
007? Okay, he got us on mute.
Take your phone off mute.
Yeah. All right.
He's still watching First
Nate.
I'm here. Hey, happy Thursday, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Happy Thursday.
What's up, bro?
Hey, man. Hey, I have a question.
Uh-oh.
Was that a clone?
Was that a clone?
No, I ain't clone. I can't believe them. I ain't clone. I can't believe the words I heard. Oh my God, that broke my heart. Hey, that was he inspired me every time, but not today. But anyways, the NBA, WNBA.
Thank you. Bring it on back.
I'm picking the Connecticut Suns to win the whole thing.
Oh,
I'm sticking with the East
Coast
with this. why you snitching?
When you say double O, why you
telling the teacher on me?
Exactly.
My bad, dog. My bad. Oh, better.
But yeah,
tell me why, 007. Tell me why. Why that's your team?
Well, I just got a feeling it's going to come to Connecticut. I just feel as though it's going to come to Connecticut. That's why.
007.
It
is. I mean, it did not help things at all. If you're not riding the clouds right now, you showed up sounding like on that answer, on your rebuttal.
I like Sun on there. I like the girl Sun on there.
Okay.
Sun go, yeah, I like her. She's a scorer. She's a gamer.
Right.
You know,
you like Griffin?
Yes. They good
okay.
players. Great players. So, yeah.
Okay.
I like the Connecticut Sun.
Which color do you like?
Cherry.
I'm trying not to say nothing, but 57, you need to talk to Mike Tomlin, bro. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okie dokie. You go there, huh? All right, I'm going to shut up.
All the way there. I try to keep my mouth shut because you my elders. You my boo-coo-a.
One game. Gotcha.
No, that game, Jay. Hey, look, y'all had a donut with no glaze on it.
Hey. Well, hey, if the Cowboys can be the Super Bowl team, I'll be one game.
Somebody got to mute their phone.
That's all you care about. That's all you keep talking about.
Tang, that's you. Mute your phone.
No, it ain't. No, it's not.
They didn't quit. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. No, it ain't.
Nah, that's
somebody else's background.
Let's bring Brother Marcus in on this. What's up, Mark?
Marcus.
What's going on, y'all? It's loud where I'm at.
Oh, it's all good.
But you don't need to bring me in on this anyway. I refer to the group. You know, when it comes
okay.
to when it comes to this, but when it comes to that hater that was just on the line, you know, starting with an R, that hater,
yeah.
you are. Hey, listen, words can't even express.
Yeah.
Just, I know,
just
that's
keep
right,
that bro. Same energy next week. That's all I'm saying.
All
keep that
I'm
energy.
Saying. That's
oh,
cool.
talk, oh me?
No, not
me?
You.
No,
I'm talking about Red P.
Hey, you're
007.
Your name don't start with an R, 007.
Say,
your name don't start with an R.
I'm
telling y'all,
R,
man.
Be
high.
Dang, his name do start with an R. His name is Ronnie.
But nobody here calls
but
him
Ronnie. We call him 007.
Everybody,
yeah,
nobody called him Ronnie.
Hey, yeah, I was just playing. I'm ad-lipping.
Oh, Lord.
Ad-lipping nothing,
oh,
bro.
And,
you acting like you act.
And there it is. We have the 007 moment. And there it is.
Yeah. Thank
he
you.
I'm ad-lipping.
I'm ad-lipping.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
ad
libbing.
No, I know. Let me stop, y'all. I'm going.
You know what?
Shut up, 007.
Lady T, mental
yeah.
note, you and I know. We will never let Rev T start the show off again.
Okay.
Because this joint is off the rails right now.
Hey,
this
Let me pray for you while I do this.
Y'all killing me. I can't.
Better get away from me, man.
MLB next.
MLB, y'all.
Yeah, Cap.
All right.
We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. All right, we'll be right back. This is great.
Keep behind the scenes going. I gotta get control of the show.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act cool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here.
If I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your man's been in the jail before, suck my
Whoa.
Dick. And all the motherfuckers you run with, get done with, dumb quick. You going post a dog with some bum. I say go to 1-1, all over some dumb. Ain't that something? Your mommy, I'm a strip club. Every time we come around, I'm like, I just gotta get my ass up. And I don't know who you think you are.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. All right. MLB playoffs. I'm sticking to it. My daddy, I know you are happy to hear this, but I don't see nobody, not even Atlanta, knocking Baltimore off right now. Them boys is playing ball, seriously. They are, man, that comeback game the other night just sealed it. For me, it's Baltimore or bust. That's the way I feel about with this MLB. What say you, Trey?
I mean, they had a good run. I didn't see the last game, but I saw the game before that where they came back from. And I've been saying it like, cause if my team fall off for some unforeseen reason. They fall short. I'm rocking and rolling with the O's because they right up the street. Nats ain't in it, so I can't rock and roll with them. And plus, they my mom's team. They just look amazing. Like, I don't even know what else to say about them. They just look amazing. Even their pitching has picked up, I must say. Even their pitching, like 57 was saying, they might not be able to do it because of their pitching. The pitching has really picked up. The bullpen even has picked up. Because when he was losing, he was losing a couple of innings. The bullpen picked up, and they won the game. So I don't know. The Braves, like we keep saying, the Braves are the best right now. Even the best can lose, you know, to another team. So I'm a rock and roll with the O's until the wheels fall off.
Yeah. Come on in here, Cap. What say you?
Well, I mean, the Braves right now is the obvious choice, but, you know, the obvious choice don't always work. The Braves was good last year as well, and they won a division a couple of years ago and got bounced in the first round. So I'm not drinking the Braves Kool-Aid. I mean, they're doing their thing, but regular season is regular season. Postseason is a whole nother animal. Postseason, a whole nother animal. Let me see. Who I would like to see? I would like to see Baltimore and Houston battle for the on the AL side to see who gets the champ. On this side, I would like to see Phillies and Dodgers go at it. See who, you know, get to the crown. But it's still way too early to tell for me.
If it does come down to Phillies and Dodgers in the NL, I'm going Phillies all the way. Phillies. Yeah. Well, yep.
We know you are, lady.
Yeah, we
know. Bunch of
right. Oh, but y'all know what, though? You know what's sad? Scherzer. Did y'all talk about Scherzer? I got on late. Y'all ain't mentioned Scherzer, did you?
Nah.
No. Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. You see what I'm talking about? They put so much emphasis on regular season. Now the postseason coming up. And they were like one of the top teams all year, but they face diving like crazy.
Well, I was going to mention Texas, but I was going to let you know the Baltimore fans, because I know you know Tane got to go with Baltimore because that's family, and Tree got to go with Baltimore because that's family.
I'm going with Houston.
Don't stop riding Houston, dog. Until Scherzer got hurt, went out the other night with that bicep, whatever tear he got. Yeah. I was picking Texas and Houston to go to the championship game, but not Baltimore. If Baltimore meets Atlanta, it will be in the World Series. But I still don't think Baltimore got the experience and the overall pitching to make it to the American League Championship. I just don't see it.
But they got to get it some kind of way, 57. They on a job train.
They got a great team.
Yo, but you know what, 57? And I've been around, but you know, you've been around as well, and I've played a lot of baseball. Sometimes when teams are young, they don't know no better. They don't feel no pressure. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, nobody picked them. We underdogs. They play so free that they do their thing. So that worked.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But you know this too, Cap. You know this too, Cap. A team like that that's playing like that, when they get in, they're excited. They get in with a team that knows exactly how this goes, like a Houston. They know exactly how this goes because they've been there so many times. That experience, along with good pitching and hitting, you're going to win out. You're going to win out.
I have a question. The Minnesota Twins is holding their own in the AL Central. What are the chances of them going all the way?
Zero, in my opinion. No.
None.
They got a good team, but no, they can't come out of that division.
No.
After the second pitch,
I'm with Cap.
57. My best team.
Oh, no, man.
Here we go again with -7.
Well, you already know I ain't going to root for Baltimore. I ain't going to root for them, so they got to be a good team for me to say they're going to go so far. I don't want to see them win.
Yeah, that means y'all going to win, Mark. He didn't put a juju on y'all.
Don't worry, Kel going to reverse it soon.
Oh, shot.
Juju Schuster.
Yeah.
Houston. Oh my goodness gracious! I came with y'all.
Let's take another call, A.T. 610, what you know, welcome to the corner.
What's up, fam?
What's happening?
Yo.
Hey,
what's going on?
Big Giants fan.
What's up,
family? What's going on, man? Listen, I know y'all clowned. I couldn't get on the other day because I was driving.
What's up,
I know y'all clowned with the Giants, but it's all good, though. we have another bad season.
Nah, you ain't calling because y'all got that donut.
Listen, there you go, 49ers. Don't talk about that won't be right now, all right? Don't see y'all gonna have an undefeated season or something.
G, don't do it, G. Don't do it, G. Don't let her sink you. Don't let her. Don't follow that hook back to the boat, G.
I love you, G.
She leads you right back to the boat, G. Don't do it.
I'm trying, okay? But listen, y'all, the baseball thing,
everybody mute their phone. If y'all not talking, mute your phone.
Please.
I still don't really watch baseball like I should. I apologize, guys, about that one. I'll catch up, you know, with this whole playoff thing. Go to the World Series, I'll get better with it. As far as the ladies NBA, I think, you know, I watch it when I can, but I got to ride with the Mystics because that's the home team. I don't really have a WNBA, you know, team. So, but anyway.
Gotcha.
Love Kel's Corner. Y'all got me over here crying. Y'all, man, I tell you, but I hate when I miss the show because this is the live in Sports Talk Radio. I enjoy it, I tell you, boy. But Kel's, I got to talk to you, bro. It's time for us to get to the next level, Kel's, but we'll talk about that later.
That's what's up.
But I'm still on. I'm about to meet out. I'm following. I'm on, so talk to y'all later. And Lady Tag, I'm going to get my picks in to you.
Okay.
24/7, right?
All right.
Hold on, G. Lady T, how many picks did G have last week?
I have four. Don't start it, Kel. Don't start on that, Kel.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Kel, at least I have four. I went at the bottom this time.
Come on, G. We together, remember?
Yeah, we together, man.
How can you do me like that? You know I only had two.
Oh, damn. Okay, I'm sorry, my bad.
Oh, my
I tell
goodness.
You what, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going back on mute.
Coming back like gangsters this week, G.
Hey, there you
yeah,
go.
Man. We got
there
you.
You
we
go.
Got you.
That's how you
there
look
you
at
go.
Hey.
That's right. We ain't dropping our head.
Okay.
Just y'all picks. That's all.
That's right.
Stop it, Tree. Stop it.
No, I'm just saying, just the picks, not their head. Their head gotta always be up. Hold your head
okay.
up, always.
Okay.
I hear they bow. We coming
hey,
back strong.
Right.
There you go. That's what I want. Come back strong.
Yeah, you know, you ride this victory right here, this one game. You ride this. You're just like the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders. You win one game and think you're going to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Listen, if it was you, let me tell you something. My name would be mud in your mouth right now because you would have been talking about me
what?
So bad on this thing.
What?
I didn't even say nothing bad about you right now, 57. I didn't even say nothing bad. I'm being positive.
No,
for you. Hey, Tree,
how about this one? You supposed to be the host of a sports talk show.
Yes.
And that's what
yes.
you get. Yeah.
Yes.
On that one.
Yes.
This dude got a memory like an elephant. He got a memory like an elephant. He went back 2 years ago.
Hey.
Wow.
That one had
oh
me hot.
Salty
that
today.
That one had me. I said,
yes.
oh,
hey.
This fam about to be on a lifetime
hey.
Mute.
Oh,
hey, Cap, Cap, see, this is what happens when people who are not used to winning win the first game of the season.
Ooh,
this is how they act. This is how they act, Cap. Look,
act like you've been
I don't know why Tang ain't saying nothing. I don't know why Tang ain't saying nothing. He knew it was going to be acting like this, too. You know, because he might be
like
probably
you.
Cooking
he's
downstairs.
Not like
oh, see,
we're not like you.
Everybody.
Oh, man, I got my guns loaded for everybody today.
Oh, what? We ain't do nothing.
You about to talk to Wade Thomas.
Guns loaded.
Y'all tease me so bad for my two little wins Tuesday. Cap gonna tell me, he over there donating his money. I ain't forgot none of that, okay?
Are we going to have a meet and greet? When are we going to have a meet and greet? Can somebody post a picture of 57 on the Facebook page or something?
God,
no,
oh
please
God.
Don't, sis. Don't tell her to do that, bro. Don't you do that because I know what picture you going to use. I know what picture you going to use. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
You better send me one because it's going up. You better send me a new one.
You do it.
It's going up.
I got one.
It's going
up. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
If I can tell you, I got one. I ain't going to post that one on Facebook.
I
saw Tang. I saw
sis.
I saw Lady T.
Everybody just post a picture on Kale's Corner. Just post a picture on Kale's Corner of yourself. Post a picture of yourself on Kale's Corner. That's what everybody
can
do.
I know we'll talk about putting it together.
That'll work.
I don't know if we
got to
put something together.
That'll work.
Yeah, I'll be able tomorrow. We'll talk about it.
All right.
Okay.
Time to move on. And y'all know where we going. I'm going to do this for sis. I'm going to do this for sis today. All right, sis. It's all about you, girl. Hyenas in uniform. Every time I hear that, I visualize hyenas doing what hyenas do. But anyway, it's week two. let's go like this. Mark, are you in on week two?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. Lou,
hello.
Lou.
I'm here, Joe.
Who's that?
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Okay.
Hey.
Diane, what's who? May I ask who's Diane? Who? Okay.
Diane.
Diana Ross.
Hello, Miss Diane.
Welcome
to the corner. Hold on with the singing. Tang, you in?
Yes, sir, I'm in.
Okay. Reese, are you in? Reese, are you in?
I'm in.
All right. Yeah. Cap, you in?
Yes, sir.
57, you in?
Yeah, man, I'm in.
All right. G, you in, G?
Yo, we still here. I'm with you.
All right. 007.
Yep.
All right. And Treece and myself. So.
And my Betty.
And my Betty. And Mima's into, you know, Treece, she's going to post hers on Tales Corner. So we have Marcus, Diane, Tang, Mima, Reese, Cap 57, G 007, and let's go. It's all on you.
All right, I got. Wait a minute, you said Kale, Lady T, Tang. Let me know if I miss anybody. I got Kale, Lady T, Tang, Reese, 57, Ma Betty, 007, Cap, Big Boy. Well, I don't know about Big Boy. Marcus, Mima, and G, and Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Got everybody. Okay. Well, y'all hear y'all name?
I'm cheating on somebody's paper today.
Lord have mercy. Y'all listen. When you hear your name, give me the winner, okay? Give me the winner, you guys. We got to go through this quick because it's more people. So we have to go through it quick. Keep your comments to yourself.
Okay.
Keep your jokes to yourself.
Dang.
Until the end.
Dang.
All right, here we go. Thursday night game. This is tonight. Tonight game, 7:30. And I need your $5 by 7:29 because at 7:30 they do kickoff. And if your money ain't in by 7:30, that means you're not playing for the money, okay? So I need all money to be in, $MAMABOSS, the number 5. I will be posting it on Kale's Corner. Here we go. Vikings-Eagles. I do. Vikings-Eagles, you guys. Vikings-Eagles. Marcus, start us off.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Come on, G.
Vikings with the upset.
All right, come on, Cat.
Birds, Eagles.
007.
Well, know whose paper I'm cheating off
Eagles.
Of.
Eagles.
Come on now, come on, come
Eagles.
On. 007.
Eagles. Eagles.
My Betty says Eagles. Mima says Eagles. 57.
Vikings.
Diane.
Vikings.
Hale.
Eagles.
Chain.
Vikings.
Reese.
Eagles.
I'm going Eagles. All right. Make sure I got everybody. That's everybody. Let's go to a division game. This is a division game, you guys. Division. How about Ravens versus the Bengals? And this game is being played at the Bengals' home, okay? Ravens, Bengals. Mom Betty says, Ravens, baby. All right.
I usually cut them.
57.
Bengals.
007.
Ravens.
Cap.
Ravens on the road.
Oh, that's right. That's your team. Mima says Ravens. Marcus.
Ravens.
G.
Ravens.
Diane.
Ravens.
Kale.
Ravens.
Tang.
Ravens.
Reese.
Ravens.
I'm going Ravens. That is a division game, you guys. All right, next game up, we have the Seahawks versus the Lions. Seahawks versus the Lions, you guys. Come on, Diane.
Seahawks.
Come on, Marcus.
You say Seahawks versus who?
Vikings. I mean, I'm sorry, Lions. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Come on, Gene.
Lions.
Mima says Lions. My Betty says Lions. 007.
Seahawks.
Cat.
Lions.
57.
Detroit.
Tang.
Lions.
Reese.
Seahawks.
Kale.
Seahawks.
I'm going Lions, you guys. I am going Lions. All right. Next one up. Next one up. We have a division game. Division game. Colts versus the Texans. This is in Houston, you guys. This game is being played in Houston. Colts, Texans. All right. Come on, G.
I'm going with the Colts.
Come on, Tang.
Texans.
Come on, Reese.
The Colts.
Come on, Kale.
Texans.
I'm going Texans.
I'm going Colts.
You said what?
Colts.
Wait a minute, Diane. I ain't get to you yet. But I got you now. I got you.
Okay.
I got you. All right. Okay. Mom Betty says Texans. 007.
Texans.
Meemaw says Texans. Come on, Marcus.
Texans.
Come on, Cap.
Colts. Defense.
Come on, 57.
Texans.
No line.
Did I get everybody? Yes, I did. The next game up, we have Big. Huh?
I was just telling Cap Richardson is hurt.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Bears versus the Bucks, you guys. Bears versus the Bucks, okay? Bears and Bucks. Come on, Kale.
Bears.
I'm going Bucks. Come on, Tang.
I'm with the Bucks.
Come on, Reese.
Bucks.
Come on, G.
Go to Bucks.
Says Bucks. Marcus, what say you?
I need some Bucks in my pocket right now. That's why I'm on the court.
I know that's right. Come on, 007.
Buccaneers.
My Betty says Bucks. Come on, Cap.
Bucks.
57.
Bucks.
Buck and ear. Get it? Buck and ear? Buck and ear.
Come on,
nope.
Diane.
Bears.
Thank you, Diane.
All right, you guys. That was amazing. We got through that one with no problems. All right. Chiefs versus the Jags. Chiefs versus the Jags, you guys. Let's roll, Tank.
Going with the Chiefs.
Come on, Reese.
Chiefs.
Come on, Kale. Come on, my Betty says Chiefs. Come on, 57.
Chiefs.
007.
Jaguars.
Yeah. Come on, Kat.
Going to Jaguars. The NFL game.
Come on, G.
I'm going with the Chiefs. They're not going to let another one sit by them, so I'm going with the Chiefs.
Mima says Jag. Come on, Marcus.
Mima, no.
Jags. Jaguars.
Come on, Diane.
Jaguars.
Oh, Jaguars. Got you.
Hello, Diane.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Packers versus the Falcons. Oh, y'all know I picked Chiefs if y'all didn't hear me. Packers and Falcons. Packers versus the Falcons. You guys. Packers versus the Falcons. Come on, Reese.
Packers.
Come on, Diane.
Packers.
Come on, Tang.
Packers.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going Green Bay.
Mima says Packers. G, what say you?
I'm going to go Falcons.
Okay. What say you, 007?
Packers.
Cap?
Go with the Packers.
Mom, Betty says Falcons. 57, what say you?
The Packers.
Marcus?
I'm all about the Loud Pack. Loud Pack. Hmm.
I got you. Did I get everybody? And I am going Packers. No, I'm going Falcons.
Okay.
All right, let's go, let's go, let's go. Raiders versus the Bills. Raiders versus the Bills, you guys. Come on, Cap.
We're going with the Bills.
007.
The Raiders.
Come on, 57.
The Bills.
Come on, Gene.
I'm going to go with the Raiders. That black is silver.
Mima says Bills. Come on, Marcus.
Raider Nation. Raider Nation.
My Betty says Bills. Come on, Diane.
Bills.
I got you. Come on, Tang.
Bills.
Come on, Reed.
Bills.
Come on, Kim.
Raiders.
I'm going Bills. Did we get everybody?
Don't
again. Okay. Chargers versus the Titans. Chargers versus the Titans, you guys. Chargers versus the Titans. I am taking the, I don't know, let's go with Diane.
I ain't going to skip over everybody. I'm going
to play. Chargers versus the Titans is on Diane.
Chargers.
Wow, cuz this is so for this.
I know. Mima says yeah. Chargers. My Betty says Chargers. 007, it's on you.
Tennessee.
Chargers, they got to win this.
57, sorry. 57.
Chargers, man. You cheating, sis.
Come on, Marcus.
Chargers. Chargers.
Come on, Jinx.
We'll go over the Titans.
Come on, Fang.
Going with the Titans.
Come on, Reach Cup. I can't hear you.
Titans.
Got you.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Cam.
Chargers.
I'm going Chargers as well.
Oh, Lord.
This is going to be a fight in my house.
Let's take these 49ers and the Rams. 49ers and the Rams. Y'all already know I wrote mine down. Y'all already know what I wrote. Come on, Chad.
Write mine down, too.
Okay. Okay. Cap, I got you. 49.
Mine, too.
Who is that? 57 and 49ers?
Yeah.
57 and Cap, 49ers. Okay. 007, what say you?
I'm going with the Rams.
Donate.
Okay. You want to give out your money.
I don't think 57 going to pick anybody over the 49ers this year. Y'all don't beat that man.
Hey, you might be right.
Yeah.
Unless they play up again.
Oh, Lord. I guess it moves 49. Oh,
come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the other team, the Rams. Y'all play the Rams, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with the Rams.
I got you. Is G still here?
Yeah. It's the 49ers.
Okay. I called your name like 12 times.
We were glad.
Come on, Reese.
Hey, she ain't called your name 12 times, bro.
look, that's going to be one of her favorites. Tell she do me.
Come on, Tang. I ain't listening.
Yeah,
to
you know
y'all.
What I'm saying?
Come on, Tang.
49.
Kale.
49.
He's louder than all of us, and he's downstairs.
Hey, come on, Diane.
You're a traitor.
Wait, y'all. We got to get these in. We got a lot
more. Come on, we hold it out, man. About the bus.
All right. Go ahead. Y'all can talk like 2 seconds.
Anyway.
Guys, this is the card, you guys. Giants versus the Cardinals.
I didn't get Giants.
Let's go, G. Let's go,
Tree.
G.
Tree.
Huh?
Yes.
49 ranks. I didn't get Diane. I didn't get my Betty or Mima.
I make sure you get them, boo. I give them to you. I'm trying to hurry up. I got you. All I'm saying 49ers, by the way. Only people said Rams was Marcus. Only people said Rams was Marcus and 007.
So
come on, G.
Minnesota.
I'm going by the Giants. You know that.
Come on, Mima. Mima said the Giants.
Thank you, Mima.
Marcus, what say you? Giants and the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Mm. Okay, Mom.
Come on, Reese.
Giant.
Come on, Tang.
Giant.
I'm going Giant, Kale.
Giant.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Y'all need it. Come on, Kat.
I'm sorry. I lunched. What was that one again? I'm sorry.
Giants Cardinals.
Oh, Giants. Giants got to bounce back.
Yeah, we do.
Come on, 007.
Yeah, Giants got to bounce back. They better bounce
57.
Back.
57.
Yeah, Giants got to bounce back.
Come on. Hey, y'all, come on, y'all. We got a lot more. Come on, Diane.
Giants.
They bounce back.
All right, y'all. That's it on that one. That's it on that one, you guys. Let's keep it moving. Jets, Cowboys. This game is in Texas. This game is in Texas. Tang, I already wrote you down. I got you down for Cowboys. Is that going to change?
No.
Okay. Come on, Reese.
I'm thinking about it. Let me think about it. I'll come back. Come back to me, please.
Come on, Kayla.
Cow bombs, man.
Yes.
This should be a sweep.
I'm going Cowboys as well.
Yes.
Meemaw says Cowboys.
Them four votes, we didn't even have to take. Knew what they were going to say.
G.
Yeah, I'm going to rather take good as Cowboys.
Come on, Marcus.
Cowboys.
My Betty says Cowboys. Come on, Kat.
Cowboys.
007.
Jeff got defense, too. Pick it up.
You picking the Jets?
Yep.
Quarterback.
Jets. Come on, y'all. 57.
The upset Jets.
All right. Come on, Diane.
Cowboys.
Diane, know her stuff.
All right. So, everybody, it was almost a sweep until we got to those last two. Commanders versus the Broncos, you guys. Commanders versus the Broncos. Kill, I got you down for Commander.
You know
I got you down for Commander. 007, I got you down for Commander. Is that going to change?
Mm-mm. I have to go, but before I go, I say Commanders.
I got
ahead, Diane.
There you go.
All right, see you later. 57.
Who they playing?
Broncos.
Broncos.
Meemaw, my Betty says Commanders.
Man.
Say you.
I'm going with the Broncos. Because the boys struggle with the Cardinals, man. That's another conversation.
Tell them to come,
yeah, that's a whole
tell them to come back to you, Cap.
Come on, Tank. Come on, Tank.
Broncos. Wow.
Come on, Reed.
I'm going to Washington and the Jets.
You said Washington and the Jets.
But
she didn't pick the Jets yet with the Cowboys. But she going with the Jets, remember?
Oh, yeah. I put you down for the Jets. Maybe that's why I ain't get you.
Okay.
So you going with the Jets and the Broncos. I got you.
No.
No, you want
Commander.
Yes.
Got you. Commander. I got you. I ain't want no fight in y'all house.
Yeah.
I'm going
I won't get nobody's
Broncos.
Teeth knocked out.
Come on, Marcus. Marcus, you going to Washington?
Marcus.
You going to Washington, right? I'm going to keep it moving. Dolphins versus the Patriots. Dolphins, and my Betty and Meemaw says Commanders. Dolphins versus the Patriots. I got you, G. You said Cowboys.
Yeah, I was muted.
Come on,
now your
Marcus.
Phone
we'll take
up.
Yeah.
You want Commanders?
I'm Commanders all year. Commanders all
okay.
year. No questions about it.
Come on, G.
G. I'm about
come
the
on,
home
G.
team. I'm about the home
G,
team.
G, you
I'm
got
Broncos? I'm going to go Commanders.
You said Broncos?
Pull it out.
You're going Commanders.
You said the Broncos. Yeah,
he said Commanders. Why you trying to force that man to pick the Broncos tree?
Because it's too much everybody at the same time, so I can't really hear. I hear some people saying Broncos in the background, so I don't know if it's him saying it or somebody else saying it. That's why.
I'm going Commanders, cuz. I'm going Commanders.
I got you. Tane, you said
okay.
Broncos, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This next game is a division game. Division game, you guys. Dolphins versus the Patriots. Dolphins versus the Patriots. Come on, y'all. We only got three more games. Dolphins versus the Patriots. Come on, 57.
Dolphins.
Mom Betty says Dolphins. Mima says Patriots.
What a Friday.
G, what say you? What say you, G?
You know, I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Marcus, what say you? Marcus? All right, come on, Kat.
I'm going Miami.
Gotcha. Come on, 007.
Patriots.
Come on, Tang.
Dolphins.
Come on, Reese.
Patriots.
Come on, Kale.
Dolphins.
Come on, Marcus.
Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins. You say Dolphins?
I'm going Dolphins. Yeah.
Okay, so we have two Monday night games, y'all. We have two Monday night games. This is the first one. We're only going to do a score for the second one, okay, for the last game. We're only going to do a score for the last game, all right? Saints versus the Panthers. This is a division game. Saints versus the Panthers. Okay? Come on, Cap.
I'm going to go with the Saints.
Come on, 57.
Thanks.
Come on, 007.
I'm going with the Panthers.
Mom Betty says Saints. Come on, Reese.
Panthers.
Tang.
Go on with the Saints.
Kale.
I'm going with the Saints.
I just checked. Yeah,
I'm going with the Saints as well. Mima says Saints. G, what say you?
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Come on, Marcus.
Saints.
All right, you guys. So this last game is a Monday night game as well. It is a division game as well, okay? But I need a score. You guys, I need a score. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? Okay? Let's might as well start with these terrible tiles. Browns versus the Steelers. Come on, 57. And give me the score. Browns,
13-10 Steelers. 13-10 Steelers.
All right, let's get my Betty says Browns. And she says 28-10. Come on, 007.
I'm going Steelers.
17-16.
You said
17-16? Yep.
Okay. Come on, Cap.
I got an ugly game. I got 16 Browns, 12 Steelers.
Okay. Come on, G, what say you?
I'm going to go with the Browns, 21-14.
Hold it, what?
Come on,
Cleveland.
Marcus. 21-14. Come on, y'all. Come on, Marcus.
Man, they took my joint. Hey, I'm going to go with the Browns, 15-13. Browns, 15-13.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be ugly. Yeah.
Me, Marcus, Steelers. 27-21.
Come on, Tang. I'm going with the Browns, 19-13.
Ooh.
Yep. I'm going with the Browns, and I'm going 21-20. Come on, Reed.
I'm going with the Steelers, 21.
You said what? 21 what? Give me a score again, Reese.
21-20. Feel it?
I just said that.
I got 10.
You pick another number.
I got, okay. 21-14. Feel it.
21-14. Gotcha. And Kale, bring us up.
G already got 21-14, Reese.
G don't have 21-14. He got 41-14. He says 41-14.
Oh,
I said
21-14.
Come on, Kale.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Kale.
I got the Browns, 14-10.
14-10. Let me make sure everybody on here got something. Yes. And that, my lovely lovelies, concludes Lady T's pick. And you guys know what I know. Okay? That Cap is the reigning champion from week one. So if we want to beat week one, we got to beat Cap. Okay? We can't let him do two in a row. That's no. Okay? $MABOSS, the number 5, you guys. The number 5, okay? That is it for Lady T's pick, and good luck to everybody who played. Get your $5 in.
Gee,
and
what
we'll
are you
be
thinking,
right back.
Man?
We'll be right back, you guys. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782 is the number, and we'll be right back.
How can you go against our own team?
I'm trying to win.
Come on. No, man, that bag don't mean nothing. Hey, Kale, can I say one thing real quick, and I'll shut up. It ain't about winning the money on this podcast, bruh. It's about not getting clowned the next week because your team didn't win. I'm telling you. They don't care about the money, bruh. They just want to rub our dirt, our face in the dirt if we don't win. I'm telling you, bruh.
What have you see from your Steelers team that makes you confidently say they will put up 41 points?
I didn't say 41. Yes. I said 21.
21, right?
I thought he said 21.
Yeah, that's what our tree said. You said 41.
No, I said 21-14.
Right, right. Oh. And then Reese came back and said 21-14. So, Reese, you need to change your score because G already got 21-14.
Yeah.
I was like, 41? What the hell?
Nah, I would never say that.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
Right. You think I would smoke you?
I told y'all at the beginning of the show what he was doing.
So what I'll do, I'll change Reese's to 21-15. All right? 21-15.
What happened? Wait a minute, what happened?
G didn't say 41. He said 21 for the Steelers and Browns.
He said 41. He's trying to change it now. He said 41.
No, I said 21.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
Well, we got it. We got
all right.
We got it.
21-14. And what Reese say? Reese going to change hers to what? 21-15?
21-15. 21-15.
All right.
I want to know why y'all so down on the Bears, man. You know, the Buccaneers are trying their best to you know, have some sort of a good season. But, I mean, you know, the Bears, I think they're only one player away. Seriously.
No, you're wrong. No.
Quarterback.
No, they one player
exactly.
Off. Bro, the offensive line is atrocious. Claypool came over from the Steelers. They got robbed on that deal. They just got DJ Moore in there. He's solid. Mooney's solid. Herbert is okay. But other than that, they in trouble, man. They ain't doing nothing to help that young man.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that, but he is not the quarterback in the caliber of the other four that are in the AFC. I mean, in the AFC. He's just not in that quality. He's not reading the offense or the defense the way he should.
I'm sorry.
Not right now. I'm sorry, sis.
I don't.
But he's not.
No,
you know.
I spoke over you. I'm sorry. I apologize. But what I'm saying is they need to get that man more help. They really need to get that man more.
Yeah.
They threw him in there. He don't have nobody, like Cap just said, surrounding him. He don't have no whole bunch of nothing. And then his offensive coach is not coaching him up. It's just not the coach that he needs right now.
Right.
He needs a better coach.
All right.
Yep, this is year two. This year two, right?
Yeah, this year two.
Yeah, this year two.
So we got a new offensive coordinator. Last year they had Nagy, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So this is he on his second.
Yeah, now he's gone. Now he got a whole other system. A whole other system.
They doing the same thing to him that they did to Baker Mayfield up in Cleveland. Every year he's getting another offensive coordinator or another coach. And then they tipped him off and say he's not a good quarterback, but you ain't taught him nothing. You know, I ain't taking nothing from the guy, but you ain't got nobody there that's a mentor or anybody that's teaching him anything.
Right.
Nope. Exactly.
All right.
You're right.
That's 100% correct.
Better late than never. Let's welcome Brother Nas in. What's up, Nas?
Nas.
What up, Nas?
Hey. Hey, what up? What's up, Nas?
What's going on, Nas?
Hey, Nas. No, cooling. How y'all doing?
Man,
what's
up? Everybody
good?
Nas, if you want to get in on Lady T's pick, just post up. Post your pics on Facebook Live, and then I'll get them.
See, man. See, y'all always trying to start.
Because we just finished.
Nas in the witness protection program.
You know what? I'm not even going to touch that.
You send yours out Morse codes, Nas. We'll send a pigeon to your house.
I ain't touching that.
We're going to send a pigeon to
y'all
hell,
man.
Y'all hell, man. But what y'all speaking is the truth, though, man. Fields is talented, and, you know, there's some limitations. There's some things that need to be improved. But, okay, until it get there, man, let that man make half reads for one side of the field and a lot of quick games and some, you know, stuff where you got him on the move. Don't put him out there in a structured system if you feel like he ain't ready for that yet and then complain about the result. Like, that's crazy to me, man.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. 57. Your Bengals over the Ravens, is that a I hate the Ravens, my division type move, or do you actually think the Bengals can beat the Ravens?
I don't think the Ravens had a great game. I think the Bengals had a bad game, a really bad game. I think that they're going to bounce back this week. And I think for some reason, I think Dobbs going out, I think psychologically it's doing something to the Ravens if you watch the reports that they have on First Take and all of that. So I just don't think the Ravens – I think the Bengals have got a better team, and I think the Bengals will play them better than what happened over the weekend.
Okay. Cap, I'm running down the line, y'all.
Joe Cool ain't ready. Joe Burrows ain't ready yet. He's going to be still scared to push off that leg, 57. That's why I
went
against him. He ain't ready to throw that ball like he's supposed to. He should have been off for like 2 weeks. He shouldn't have never started. He shouldn't have never started the first week game. And being though he went out there and played, he can't leave out now. He's still going to be hobbling next week. He's not going to have a good year this year. Watch what I tell you.
Cap.
And the line still works. Yes, sir.
Hey, Cap, what is it from this coach team that made you pick them over the Texans? What have you seen?
Well, the Texans really can't – their offensive line is still – you know, they got Tunsil and that's it. You feel me? They got Tunsil on the left side, but then that's it. The weapons, they got a guy named Collins and a journeyman named Brooks as a receiver. And that's all that's happening there. Receiver Pierce is okay, but if you're not a passing threat, they can load up the box on you. So that's why I got the Colts.
Yeah, but he's hurt. He's hurt, and don't forget they're playing in the Texans. And Stroud is a good quarterback.
It's a young boy, though. It's a young boy, Richardson. You know you bruised your leg at 20, and you was right back out there.
Okay.
Next one.
Exactly.
Marcus. The Jags over the Chiefs. And y'all can chime in. I just don't see the Chiefs getting all of their weapons back losing to the Jags. I just don't. Marcus, what have you seen from these Jags?
I mean, it's more about the – I feel like the Chiefs are in trouble. I don't think it has anything to do with one of their players. I think that's just one player. I think they're in trouble because of their offensive scheme.
Yes, sir.
I think they're in trouble.
I agree.
So you're saying Irk the enemy being away from the Chiefs is really going to show Foles, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs for who they really are.
Mm. Yeah, the cohesion's not there.
That's exactly. That's part of it. I think it's a lot. It's not just exposure. It's the fact that it's a new system, and it has to work well. Eric Bieniemy's system worked well with Andy Reid.
True.
It worked well, what they had, and now you got a whole new system trying to make it work with Andy Reid. Andy Reid, when he start, I'm telling you, he looked befuddled last week. Calling in plays. He looked befuddled.
Yeah.
He really did. I watched him. For real. Hmm. He looked like the old Andy Reid from back when we used to watch him in Philly. He'd be having the moments where he looked befuddled. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I admit I did see that from Andy Reid last week. He looked as if the moment was too big for him. Okay, I can get that. Still with
it. I'm still here.
Bruh, Falcons over Green Bay? What? I mean, where's the love for love, man?
Listen, man. I think last week the Falcons were in Magic City, but I don't think they went this time. I think they're going to come ready to play.
I give you that. Plain and simple. To the point. I like that. Tang, brother Tang, you with me, bruh?
I'm with you, big bruh.
Okay. The Islanders didn't leave a bad taste in your mouth at all last week.
He did. Look, I've been talking about him, but I just don't think they're going to lose two in a row because when he did that press conference, he really understood. I mean, and he said it last time. I didn't heard him say it before that he was the one that caused the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't believe that they're going to lose again because the next time when they get the, when they get the lead like they had the first in that Jets game, I believe he probably going to – I'm hoping he throw the ball away. I just don't believe he's going to do what he did again. Not saying it's going to last throughout the year because he's a gunslinger and he take chances like that, but I just don't think they're going to lose again.
All right. Good to that. 007. 007.
Yes, sir.
You picked the Titans over the Chargers. What has – you seen from the Titans to make them your favorite in this game?
It's the fact it's a home game, and okay. I think the run. I like Mike Babel. He's a good coach, and I think he gonna make adjustments to get the Titans, you know, in the run game. I think the run game is gonna keep the Chargers off the field. And keep the ball out of Justin Herbert's hand to win the game.
Okay. 57, I got to ask you this, man. I know you were going to pick the Steelers. That's your team. All the respect. What does your Steelers team have to do to win this game, this division game, versus the Browns?
We got to play great defense. We got to hold them down and not let them score. Not let Watson get on a roll where he's just throwing the ball all over the field. I really wasn't that upset losing to San Francisco because San Francisco got a great team. Now we got to come back and show that we got a good team. We got to hold them down, keep it to a low-scoring game. Stick to our running game. Don't give up on it so fast. And hold them down, and we should be all right.
Okay. That's what's up.
That sounds good.
That did sound good. Tree. Yeah. Speaking of, what do your 49ers have to do to win their division game versus the Rams?
Just be ourselves and play good ball like we always do. We always beat them. I mean, if we don't beat them, it's because somebody got hurt. That'd be our only downfall in most of our games. It don't be that we have bad games. It'd be like somebody got hurt, a key player, something got hurt or something like that. It's always that for us.
That's good. Washington football team, and I'll take this one, guys, if y'all don't mind. I think we have to travel with our defense. I think our defense has to travel. We saw last week that our offensive line, it's going to take some time with them dudes. It's going to take some time, and yeah, I just hope that how Sam Howell can stay healthy while this offensive line is learning and getting everything together. I talked and you know, after the game, and Marcus had a great point. Washington will be back out on the market looking for offensive linemen before we know it, because I'm serious. These guys, and to think of all of the offensive linemen that we let go this offseason, I know Rivera and those guys are kicking themselves, because we saw it in the preseason with the safety. It was the offensive line fault. We saw it in the first game with the sack, scoop, and score. Offensive line once again. So as far as my offense goes, while I'm okay with some of the plays that they run, I love this young man, Sam Howell's arm, because it's strong. It is strong, and he can get that ball there. But and the defense, Chase Young, again, will not be playing. So I'm up to mindset to go ahead and let Chase hang with Fat Trail and whoever and do his thing. But as long as that defense stands up and do what they did last week, I'm pretty confident that Washington will come from Denver with a victory. And with that being
said,
yeah,
I love you guys. Come on, Nas, you got the last word since you got in late. Give us the last word.
Oh man, hey, you caught me off guard. I'm gonna just say this: I need the Falcons to lose this week so I can run that boy off the job and get Heinicke a quarterback, and then we ready to roll with the young running backs. But yeah, man, enjoy the NFL. We got a good game tonight. Shout out to Kel's Corner, all the participants on here. Salute to all y'all. And, yeah, I hope all your picks are wrong. I hope 57 take home the crown this week. Yeah, I'm hating out here. I'm hating outside the club because I ain't even involved in the picks. That's just how it is. But, yeah, man, shout out to Kel's Corner. Good show, y'all. I caught most of it. And y'all do it every week, man. Salute.
Thank you, Nas. Thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate it so very much. And with that being said, you guys, y'all know what it is. We love you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. The number here, our number, is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Hey, enjoy all the WNBA, all the MLB, and all of the NFL games on this weekend. We love you guys. Keep our sick and shut in your prayers, please. Y'all know we got the best prayer warriors out here. Kale, give us your last and final word.
Last and final word, like to say, y'all enjoy all the sports. Be safe. If they don't know you love them, then squeeze them and hug them until that love is shown. We'll be back with you guys, Lord willing, Tuesday. Happy birthday to our special listener, Cap. Forgive me, I forgot her name. It slid me just that. Happy birthday, baby girl. Everybody, enjoy your family this weekend, and we'll be back with you Tuesday, 5 p.m. All right.
I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hunk a beat up, converted into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tuna gets rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. You're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down and write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Three pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed, then it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figure you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that can aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you're all BDJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait till he stays playing. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. Microphone like a grudge, be a whole record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation, cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily to pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following the fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the mural of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the art, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruption till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I experience quick, and I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of trouble, stay darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on, you see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.